Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Conservative activists and Republican hopefuls gather tomorrow in New Orleans for the three-day Southern Republican Leadership Conference. It's seen as a test of who's hot and who's not as potential 2012 presidential candidates jockey for position. There will be one notable no-show. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney dropped out of the event, saying he has prior commitments to promote his new book, titled No Apology, The Case for American Greatness. Romney's book tour has the look of a campaign swing. In just the last week or so, he's been in Iowa, the early primary state of South Carolina. He's in New Hampshire today and Boston tomorrow. Here are a couple of clips of Romney promoting the book, first with Juan Williams on C-SPAN, then on ABC's The View with Barbara Walters.
Mitt Romney, everybody assumes that this book is the kickoff to your 2012 presidential campaign. Are they right?
Well, it's too early to tell. I haven't made a decision in that regard.
If you were president now and you could change three things, because the book has many different things from health care suggestions to infrastructure, three things, you're president of the United States now, what would you do?
Well, I'd change the president, the Congress, and the Senate. But you meant to...
He certainly sounds like a presidential candidate. And to talk about that and Mitt Romney's future, we're joined right now by our political analyst, Republican Todd Domke. Hello, Todd.
Good to be with you.
And a very good day to Dan Payne, our Democrat. Hi, Dan.
Good morning, Bob.
Certainly the political operation in the White House considers Romney a presidential candidate and maybe the front runner in this early part of the race. Todd, do you think that's right?
Well, recently Obama referred to Romney as the current Republican nominee. Now, a lot of people wondered whether that was a Freudian slip or whether it was calculated. I think it was deliberate. He wants Romney to be the face of the Republican Party because he needs to win back independent voters, and Romney is seen as very partisan. And he knows many voters resent big business, especially after the financial meltdown that triggered this recession. And I think the president's trying to put the front-runner hex on Romney. Being tagged the front-runner for the next 2 years means you have a bullseye on your back, and people expect you have a solution for every problem, and Romney does not want to peak this early.
Well, if Obama wants Romney, one reason may be because the Massachusetts health care plan is considered the model for the national health care reform. And so it'll be difficult for Romney to campaign against his own plan. Although, given how acrobatic the former governor is ideologically, he could probably campaign against it as though he had nothing to do with it.
Well, he has been trying to separate the state plan from the national plan, saying that health care reform should be left to the states. Is Romney trying to reinvent himself? Do you think he will try to reinvent himself?
Oh, yeah. Romney reinvents himself, it seems, every other year. He is once again put on a new suit of political convenience. Now he's a moderate, trying to stay away from conservative social issues. He hasn't been campaigning in the South very much. He's skipping this important conference, claiming that he has books to sell rather than going and winning Republican leaders. You know, I think it's yet another attempt by Romney to reinvent himself. But if we look back at what happened to him in the last primaries, he got a big shock in Iowa. He lost Iowa to Mike Huckabee, and he had spent millions of dollars there. He thought he could recover in New Hampshire, and John McCain staged his comeback there. So those two states are still looming out there as big hurdles that Romney's got to clear.
This does seem to be the new Mitt Romney. There have been many Mitt models over the years. I once compared him to Zelig, the human chameleon, which was unfair to Zelig because Zelig never used his power to win office. But thinking back to those Republican primaries, Dan's right that Romney was a different candidate in state after state. In Iowa, he was like an evangelical. In New Hampshire, he was the populist. In Michigan, he was all about subsidizing the car industry. In Texas, I think he promised to save the Alamo.
In talking about Romney, we should note that he's not the runaway winner right now among Republicans. There was a poll done fairly recently showed that he gets about 28% of the Republican vote, 24% goes to Mike Huckabee, and 23% for Sarah Palin.
Dan's right. Marginally, in terms of the polls, Romney is ahead of Sarah Palin and Mike Huckabee. Tim Pawlenty, who was almost picked by John McCain for vice president instead of Sarah Palin is also a serious contender. Newt Gingrich might be getting into it. Jeb Bush is even mentioned. But I think you should keep an eye on two possible dark horses, Senator John Thune of South Dakota and Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin. Ryan has become very popular with a lot of conservatives during this whole health care debate.
Let me ask about Barack Obama and the White House political operation. I know that there are a lot of Republicans out there who right now, a little over a year into the Obama administration, think of this president as toast when it comes to re-election. Do you think that's right? Do you think they're underestimating the ability of this guy in this sophisticated political operation to stage a comeback?
Realistic Republican strategists know better. They know that he will be formidable. They know there's a long time between now and the 2012 general election. This guy is resilient. He has great political skills, and the economy could come back enough to where he seems, you know, like more of a contender than he does now.
Well, at this point, we are asking about the pollsters anyway, are asking about Barack Obama versus somebody. There's no nominee, no likely nominee. Whatever Barack Obama's numbers are, they will be influenced greatly by who the candidate is that the Republicans put up. And we also, as Todd pointed out, we have to give Obama a little time here. He's out selling the health care legislation, and he's challenging the Republicans, in effect, to say, tell me what you don't like about it. And the Republicans so far haven't really mounted a counteroffensive on that. They may in the fall. They may find some things they don't like. But right now, it seems to be a one-way street going the way Barack Obama wants to go.
I think Dan is not tuned in to the conservative media on this.
You're right.
Republicans have been making a strong case against the health care reform that did pass, which explains why a majority of the voters have been against this particular law.
That's Republican analyst Todd Domke and Democrat Dan Payne. We'll be speaking with them regularly as we move through the election year 2010 and get to the presidential election beyond.